step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Ever since I was a child, I've had a fascination with these shadow beings. I've seen them from the corner of my eye, and straight on many, many times. It seems I've been sent endless stories with these shadow creatures. Welcome back to the swamp, my friends. It's good to see you made it back for another episode. Today I'm going to be sharing some creepy and allegedly true encounters with shadow people sent in by viewers just like you. As always, if you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I'd love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. Now, let's get into these creepy and allegedly true shadow people encounter horror stories. I'm not sure where to start, so I will start out with this. We're going to go back about 16 years ago. I was 12 at the time. My family had just moved into a new house. Now this house was not a bad-looking house, but compared to all the other houses around it, it was the creepy house on the street. There is a lot of things that happened at this house. It would take me a while to tell it all, but one story I have about living there sticks out more than many of the others. One night I had a sleepover, which was a big thing for me since my parents did not allow me to have friends stay the night very often. Well, it was past 9 p.m., and my mother had told us girls it was bedtime. We are 12 and we are definitely not going to bed. But we laid in my room laughing and talking in the dark. My two friends decided for some reason that they wanted to sleep on the floor. I had a twin-sized bed with two mattresses on it, so I sat pretty high up. It was well after 11 p.m. by now. I only know this because my mother came in to get us to be quiet because apparently we were being too loud. And of course, as soon as she left, we went back to giggling and talking. Well, one of the girls had me laughing so hard I rolled over and looked over to the side of my bed, and then I saw it. This thing, darker than night. It looked like it was sitting on my floor, but I could only see the mid-chest and up of this thing. It seemed to have been standing straight up, snapped its head sideways facing me with blood-red eyes and wild-looking hair. I screamed and jumped clear across my room. One of the girls jumped up and turned the light on. They did not see it, and it was right next to them. After calming down, I thought maybe, just maybe, it was one of them. Maybe they pulled a prank on me. So I asked them about it, and they swore they did not do anything. All they did was lay on the floor. So I did a test. I laid back down in my bed just like I did before, and I had them both try sitting up and staring at me just like the thing I saw. But they were not tall enough. I could barely see the tops of their head with how high my bed was. Neither of them had hair like that either. To this day, I remember that thing so vividly, so clearly. I am now 28 years old, and I cannot look over on the side of my bed in fear that I might see this thing again. I no longer live in that house. I have looked up many things to find information on what I had seen, and I keep coming up empty-handed. I thought maybe it was a shadow person. But nothing exactly fits. If anyone has seen anything similar, or has any information of what I had seen, I would love to know. When I turned 8 years old, we had just moved into a small white trailer in Tennessee. The first night I had a dream that the window was opened, and the screen was not there in my room. In the dream, I looked out into the darkness, and something hit me from behind. That is when the weird stuff began. Things would happen in the room as I grew up. Things would go missing and would end up in other places. I would go to bed and all the tacks holding my posters would end up on the floor the next morning. I even got an audio recording of something in my room. My mom threw it away. When she heard it, she thought it was evil. One night, I awake to something pushing upward from the bunk bed that I slept on. The moon was full and cast light into my room. I turned my head to see something crawling out from under the bed. It looked just like a baby, but crawled right into the corner of a wall. Sometimes, I would wake up in the middle of the night and walk into the living room, thinking my mom was awake, only to find our rocking chair rocking by itself. I used to tell my friends at school that I had a ghost or some sort of shadow monster. It was all fun and games until I turned about 13 years old. That is when it got bad. I saw objects move on their own accord. These are just a few stories that I can remember. The worst was when I would go to bed one night when I was around 13 years old. My room was pitch dark, no light at all. Something came out of the closet and stood at the foot of my bed. I could hear my parents in the living room watching TV. I tried to scream, but I could not. All I could do was watch this thing at the foot of my bed. The thing gave off pure, unadulterated fear. I have never felt anything like that to this day. It was a shadow. It had arms and legs. I could not make out a face. It was shiny black in the pitch dark. It was blacker than black. I could see it as plain as day in complete darkness. I could feel that this thing hated me so much. I could not understand why it hated me. I was 13. What harm could I have done? Eventually, the shadow leapt back into the closet, and I rushed into the living room where my parents were. I do not know what this shadow was, but I do know that it was a pure hate and fear. To this day, I have no answers for what I saw. All I know is that this shadow man or shadow thing or whatever came out of my closet that night. I can send more stories if you need them. Thank you for allowing me to share my story, and hopefully others will tell their tales as well. This story was from back when I was still in high school. There were two floors to our house. My room was on the second floor. I can't remember the exact date this all started, but for about a week this odd thing started happening to me. It would be late one night, and I would be upstairs watching TV or drawing outside of my room on the couch. I would glance up at the TV, and I would notice a tall silhouette out of the corner of my eye, as well as a smaller silhouette walking around my feet. Honestly, it looked like a small dog walking around at first, but as soon as I would look directly at the tall figure next to me, it would instantly vanish like it was never there. It definitely creeped me out over time, as I'm a pretty skittish person. This would consistently happen for the rest of the week. I would be sitting on the couch watching TV, and I would see it from the side and look directly at it. It would always go away temporarily. However, every night as the week progressed and I would turn off the TV and go to bed, the shadow would make a second appearance. Only, it would gradually get closer and closer to my bedroom. I could not make it out any more in the nighttime, because it was very hard to get any distinguishing details. I think it was Friday or Saturday, when I was sitting in bed and I saw it right next to me. For whatever reason, I decided to ask my mom what to do. Surprisingly, she took me very seriously. She never even questioned if this was actually happening to me or not. And with that, she suggested that I pray for it to go away. The thing is, I've never really been a religious person, but despite that, I took her advice and tried it out in my room. After that, I've never seen that tall silhouette ever again. I'm not saying that praying scared this thing away, but maybe, just maybe, it did. I'm not entirely sure what it was. I'm definitely sure it was some sort of shadow being, but I couldn't tell you what part of the spectrum it's from. Thank you for sharing my story. This happened to me and my cousin, who I will call Blake for this story, back in the fall of 2009. Our grandma decided to let us stay the night over at her house, as she often did, because me and my cousin were really close, and she was the only relative that let us stay the night at her house. Now, her house was always creepy to us, and we always said that to our papaw, who passed away about 6 years before this. He was still in the house watching over us. We just knew it. Looking back, it didn't really make sense, but it helped us sleep at night for some reason. Anyway, that night, after rounds of junk food and Call of Duty, we decided it was time for bed. Now, one thing we always did at my grandmother's house was sleep with the TV on. That will be relevant in just a moment. As we lay in our beds, we heard a loud thud come from downstairs. My eyes immediately shot open and looked towards the door. Now, the TV wasn't super quiet, but it wasn't very loud either. Not to mention, we were on the second floor of the house, so the fact that I heard that big of a thud was pretty worrying to me. I turned over and shook Blake to see if he was still awake. Turns out he had been awake for longer than me because he couldn't sleep, and he had heard the thud too. "What was that?" I asked. "I have no idea. You think we should check it out?" he said. "Yeah, we need to make sure Mama is okay." That was the one mistake that possibly led to what happened afterwards. We both got up and slowly approached the door. I turned the knob and opened the door slowly. We stepped outside onto the landing. I started to turn and walk down the stairs when Blake stopped me. I turned, and he seemed like he was listening for something. Then another loud thud came from downstairs. So being the idiots we were, we didn't think about it. We didn't even think about it being an intruder. We just went right down there. We instantly thought it was a ghost. I was really into ghost hunters and shows like that at the time, so I pulled out my sister's old Razor flip phone and started to record. I started asking questions. "Is there someone here with us?" I asked. No response. "Papa, is that you?" Blake asked. Then, a huge crash could be heard, like something made of glass had hit the floor. We scrambled into the bedroom. Once we were both inside, I slammed the door shut. I breathed a sigh of relief until I heard what sounded like someone going through the drawer on the nightstand. I looked, and it wasn't Blake. He was paralyzed, staring towards his side of the bed. The nightstand drawer was open. Again, following what I had seen before, I pulled up the thermal filter on the camera of the phone. What I saw turned my blood to ice. A shadowy humanoid figure was bent over and was digging through the drawer. My cousin had snapped out of his trance and looked at the phone. He gasped. Then, the thing jerked its head and looked at us. I knew it was caught. It then stood up straight, and then turned to face us. I was absolutely crapping myself at this point. I just knew this thing was going to kill us both, and no one would know what happened to us. But then, something weird happened. It just disappeared, almost like it was just blinked out of existence. I wasted no time. I tore open the door and practically flew down the stairs. I ran into the spare bedroom downstairs and turned to see if Blake followed me. Thankfully, he was not too far behind. Once we were both inside, I slammed the door and locked it. "What was that thing?" Blake asked. I don't know, but I'm not going to sleep. I don't know what that thing was, and I don't want it sneaking up on us." And we didn't. We stayed up watching those old sitcoms that networks would play in the early morning until we saw sunlight peeking through the blinds in the room. We both then passed out. When we woke up, our grandma had asked what we were doing last night because all she heard was banging all night long. Both of our faces drained of color, but we didn't want to tell her what we saw, so we just said we couldn't sleep and played for most of the night. We apologized, and I wished that was the end, but one more terrifying event would unfold. We got my phone to go back through and check the recordings that we had. You could hear me ask my question, and we heard no response, but then Blake asked his question. He got an answer. About 5 seconds after he asked if our papa was there with us, he heard a harsh whisper say, "Yes." A few weeks later, my sister and our cousin Lee were sleeping upstairs in the dead of night, when all of a sudden, she was awoken by what sounded like a deck of cards being shuffled, but somehow, she managed to fall back asleep. Not even an hour later, Lee was awoken by a blood-curdling scream coming from the far corner of the room. She then woke my sister, and they ran downstairs to sleep on the couch. She said it sounded like it came from a woman, then reluctantly told her what me and Blake encountered a couple of years before. She looked at me in shock. That was the last creepy thing to ever happen to us in that house. I don't know. From creepy noises to shadow beings, that house was definitely haunted. Whether it was my papa or something else, I really don't want to encounter anything like that ever again.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So I'll start this off by saying that I'm pretty new to your show, but I wanted to send this in as I've been very freaked out and just need to get this off of my chest. I see shadow people quite frequently. When I wake up suddenly during the night, normally, it's more of a feeling of someone being there, but I also sometimes see an outline. I usually just turn the light on and see there's nobody there, and go back to sleep. So last night I was sleeping in my bed next to my boyfriend. I woke up very suddenly and looked over to see my boyfriend's side of the bed, where I saw someone standing at the end corner. However, this time, I immediately felt something was off from my normal experiences, because I saw the shadow person move. And in all my experiences, I have never seen any movement. It was still when I first woke up, and only moved about 10 seconds after, which was even freakier, because I was wide awake at that point, because of the overwhelming feeling that someone was there. It was only a small movement. It kind of leaned to the right a bit, or maybe shuffled over. I couldn't quite tell. Then it moved back to where it was standing when I woke up. I live in a uni accommodation, and we have someone break into our flat not too long ago, and I genuinely thought it was a real person breaking in again. So, I quickly sit up in bed, still staring at the figure, and me moving to wake up my boyfriend. I couldn't turn on the light like I normally do, as it's on the other side of the room, and my phone is on the desk, not next to me. As my boyfriend is waking up, I say, "Do you see them?" while still staring at the same spot. The feeling of someone standing there is so overwhelming and I am genuinely terrified. He also sits up, and I see him staring in front of him, but eventually says, "No, what?" After a few more seconds, he jumps out of bed to grab one of our phones from the desk, walking right over to where the person was standing, and shines the light to show that there is no one there. I was so tired that I just went to sleep after making him put the light on, so I knew it wouldn't happen again. I just chalked it up to a particularly bad experience of mine, and after telling my boyfriend about it, I decided to forget about it. Except later that day, he said that he actually lied last night because he didn't want to freak me out. When he woke up, he too saw that same figure, just sitting there. He said he saw another figure when he turned around, lying on the bed right next to me. He said he saw the figure kind of float up from the lying down position and just kind of dissipate into the air. I asked him if the shadow person he saw was a male or a female, or if he could even tell, and I don't think he could because he was pretty baffled. So I've been seeing shadow people since I was around 7 years of age. I would see them in my bedroom when I would go visit my grandmother, and I was terrified. I would hide my face under the covers until morning. I always just kind of thought the house was haunted, so they would only show up there. However, my mom got with somebody very abusive when I was about 8 or 9, and I started seeing them outside of the house, just watching me when I went to wait for the school bus, and that happened for a long time. I just chalked it up to the fact that I was on medicine at the time and couldn't sleep very well, so maybe I was just hallucinating. Then, they stopped coming around entirely, until a few months ago. They only showed up at my boyfriend's house at the end of his driveway, and then eventually in the end of the hallway, just standing there and blocking the way to the garage. I will note that someone died in the garage before they bought the house, and once his mom and I swear we both saw someone smushing their face against the glass window of the garage. There are two different ones I see. One that is just a bit taller than me, and fully black. For context, I'm 5'2", and there's a different one that's fully just like a black mist, not entirely a shadow. The bathroom door and the door leading to the garage are side by side, and one time, I was walking out of the bathroom, and he was right there as usual, the fully black man, shadow thing. He was so close, I had to squeeze past him, and I could actually feel friction on my skin when I did. I haven't seen that one in about 2 weeks, as the misty one took its place, but it was only once. I was walking out of the bathroom. He was in the same place, and I thought nothing of it. I turned around to walk back to the room, and as I moved, my arm felt like somebody grabbed it. Panicked, I ran into the room. Also, one time when I was there alone, just playing Sims, I heard what sounded like my boyfriend saying my full first name, like he yelled it. When I went out to check if he was there, there was nobody at all in the house. That's when I swear I heard his mom yell my name as well. No one was home, and I was left a bit spooked. I have to share my story. I found this show by accident, and many stories I have enjoyed, and it kind of creeps me out, but also makes me want to share my own story. So this is going to be my story of the time that I saw shadow people, while in an out-of-body experience. Here it goes. Around when I was just 15 years old, I experimented with lucid dreaming, keeping a dream journal, and all that, and trying the old trick of not moving at all when in bed, just laying flat and ignoring my itch or desire to change position. One night, I woke up. The room was dark, which was weird, because earlier in my life I had problems with nightmares and found it soothing to sleep with the light on. I got out of bed and stretched my back. As I turned around, I see that I'm still sleeping, yet I'm standing up and watching myself. And instead of freaking out at that, I dismiss it, as that was something normal. I walked out to my window to look out, to see if the morning was close. But morning was not close, not a single hint of glow on the horizon, not even any stars. The street lights were working though, and under one of them, I see a dark figure, walking slowly. It looked human, but there were no details that I could really discern. It was just a silhouette of a person. But it had bright yellow eyes, that much I could remember. As I watched it, it suddenly stopped and turned its head slowly towards my direction. It stopped when it was looking right at me, and then I noticed more eyes further down the street on the parking lot between the gas station and the grocery store, also looking slowly towards me. And as one, all the figures started walking towards me, not slowly as they had been, but at a determined pace. Naturally, I freaked out, jumped back in my bed, completely ignoring the fact that my other body was still there, and pulled the covers over my head. And then I woke up. However, the scariest part of all this wasn't the dream, but the morning after when I googled what I saw, trying to find a meaning behind my dream. I saw that many others have seen shadowy figures with glowing eyes when having an out-of-body experience. I mean, what the actual hell? I can understand having similar dreams, but the same exact thing? That's a little bit creepy. Has anyone else ever had an experience like this? Thanks for listening to these creepy and allegedly true shadow people encounter horror stories, sent in by viewers just like you. As always, if you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I'd love to share a story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that truly help keep this show going. If you enjoyed these stories, please be sure to hit that like button, as it helps me out a ton. The more likes this video gets, the more YouTube promotes it in the algorithm, and that's incredibly helpful to me. If you're listening to this on iTunes or another platform, please give this a 5-star rating, as that really helps me over there. If you're new to the channel, why not join us? Hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications to never miss a new video, as I upload them nearly every single day on all things natural and supernatural. I'd love to know in the comments down below what story was your favorite tonight. I have just such an affinity for these Shadow People stories. They're normally pretty short and to the point, but there has to be something more. All these people can't be seeing the same thing, and there not be more to it, right? If you're on the go but don't have YouTube Premium but still want to listen to your favorite Swamp Dweller scary stories no matter where you are, you can download them absolutely free from iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and just about everywhere else you find your favorite podcast online. It's absolutely free and always will be. If you guys would like to support the Swamp outside of hitting that like button, subscribing, and giving us a 5-star rating in iTunes, maybe check out our merch store. I've got t-shirts, face masks, hoodies, and so much more. I'd love to see you guys wearing some cool Swamp threads. Thank you guys, as always, for supporting the Swamp the way you do. I couldn't be doing this on a daily basis without you guys. I'll see you guys soon with another creepy video. Be sure to join me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and I'll see you guys soon.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.